Now, the 10th Amendment is sometimes tested on the exam, and you should know that the 10th Amendment today is not a strong limitation on the federal commerce power. It is a weak limitation on the federal commerce power. Now, let's review the 10th Amendment, and I want to go into a major case with you. The 10th Amendment says powers that are not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states. Now, a main case from a few years back was the Garcia case. In the Garcia case, there was a federal statute that established minimum wage and overtime provisions, which applied to all businesses of a certain size. And there were no exemptions given under this federal law for employees of a state-owned mass transit system. No exemptions given to state employees. State argued in defense that the 10th Amendment would preclude Congress from passing this law. Well, the Supreme Court held that the regulation was constitutional under the commerce power, and the 10th Amendment will not invalidate it. So that's why I say to you that the 10th Amendment today is a weak limitation on the federal commerce power. However, there is one scenario that is highly tested where the 10th Amendment will be a correct answer on the multi-state and where it is a strong source of power. And the case that we're going to be looking at now is New York versus United States. This was a 1992 case, and it was one of the most important decisions of the decade. Now, what happened under the facts to this case is that Congress passed a law. We had a federal law that said the state of New York must pass legislation to arrange for the disposal of toxic waste generated within its borders, or else be deemed to take title to the waste and be liable for damages. So Congress was passing a law telling the state to pass legislation to arrange for the disposal of this waste. Now, the 10th Amendment does prevent Congress from interfering with a state's lawmaking processes. The 10th Amendment does serve as a limitation to prevent Congress from interfering in certain ways with a state's lawmaking processes. And the rule that I want you to understand from New York versus United States is this: Congress may not commandeer the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. Congress may not commandeer the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. Whenever you see facts like I just gave you under this case where Congress is passing a law telling the states to pass a law, that is commandeering. That violates the 10th Amendment. So if you see a situation like that, then the 10th Amendment will be the correct answer. It will be a limitation on federal power. Okay, well, that is it for the federal commerce power and 10th Amendment, two main issues that come up often on exams.